This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Now, there's a website I want you all to know about. It's AHRP.org. We have it linked up today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's the Alliance for Human Research Protection. It's a big part of the journey and mission and passion of the authenticity of Vera Sharav. And this is something, if you're not already supporting, please go there, AHRP.org, as well as another website, neveragainisnowglobal.com. And this relates to the documentary that is being aired hourly this week through CHD TV, and hopefully will be made available. We'll find out everywhere. And we have a clip here. Super Don, should we play the clip before we bring Vera on just to set the stage or bring
this
her on?
This is the trailer. It's about 4 minutes long.
It's about 4 minutes, yeah?
Yep.
All right. So let's go ahead and watch this so you'll understand the gravity of the situation. The parallels between what happened in a horrific part of our history in the 20th century on planet Earth and what we are seeing today, what we have witnessed in COVID. Is it identical? Is it exaggeration? Or are there actual validatable historical facts that show the parallels of what's happening? Vera Sharav says, yeah, indeed there is. And you got to watch this. Never Again is now global.
Those who are responsible for the pandemic have used two of the weapons that the Nazis used, which was fear and propaganda. Propaganda feeds the fear, foments it, hardens it. At that time, the fear was against Jews who were accused of being spreaders of infectious disease. The thing that I realized and was horrified by was that medicine under the Nazis had been totally taken over by government. And so I realized that panic was being fomented so that people would lose confidence in their ability to discern things. And so the best way is listen to public health officials, the experts.
The thing that'll get us back to the world that we had before coronavirus is the vaccine and getting that out to all 7 billion people.
Bill Gates assumes the mantle of one who has authority in the medical public health field.
There has never been a public health. The only health that ever existed is the individual's health. Every single medical procedure or medical practice needs to be considered with regards to how does it affect this individual patient. Is it necessary?
Why did all of you cooperate? And here's the interesting answer. The Nazis never presented themselves as negative, destructive people. They presented themselves as a party who is trying actually to make things better. And that's what they told people. When you were taken to a ghetto, it was for your own protection. When you were taken to a camp, you were told, we have work for you there, and food, and shelter. We want to help you.
My grandfather, who was in the French army, he got into camps, and he always feared after that normal doctors. He saw them doing all kinds of experiments on people, entering the barracks with huge syringes and things like that.
There were people sent in Australia to camps. They didn't kill them there, but that the process that we are going through is part of what they were doing to them. Most people just think, well, we need to do what the government says, and they want what is good for us, and they trust them, and they think that's the way it is. It's so scary that you can understand what happened there, that it happens again.
It's a deja vu, you know, I feel exactly, I mean, people tell us what to do now, people are telling us how to do, how to move, what to shop.
We went like sheep in the Second World War. It's happening now all over the world with this COVID. I'm against people who are telling me what to do with my body, because it's a lie. It's a big lie. When people are so blind, I can't stand it. I have to try to convince them to open their eyes, to open their ears, not to go like sheep.
It's a race between enslavement and expansion of global human consciousness. Because there are many, 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 many more of us. I'm advocating for nonviolent civil disobedience and absolute rejection of all the mandates. Resist.
Never Again is now global, and it can be witnessed through CHD.TV, and let's pray that we have good audio. If not, we'll do it by phone, but let's bring Vera Sharab back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Vera.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I love you so much. You can imagine how grateful I am for what you're doing and what you stand for, and I'm sure that people are hopefully acknowledging what you're doing with this new documentary series. And how are you doing through it all?
Well, my goal is to get people to wake up. And, of course, some of us, you know, and your viewers, I guess, are awake. But there are many, many more that we need to reach, because we have to do it before it's too late.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The thing is, we've been kind of in a holding pattern of not wanting to commit. I don't say you and me or we in that sense, but in a general sense, the fear of acknowledging the history that you're bringing as a survivor of the Holocaust and what you bring to this, and the historical examples and reference points that are irrefutable, in fact, that show exactly the patterns that have emerged now, today, that have played out previously in history. And there's a reluctance to see it, because what does it mean for each of us to say, oh, my gosh, we've allowed this to happen to this level already. Does that mean it's stoppable? It's not stoppable. What do I got to do now? There's a lot of fear, I think, in even acknowledging what you brought forward in the documentary series.
Well, that's the problem. And it was the same, really, at that time. People did not believe that Hitler meant what he said. But he did. And so that's why some said, you know, that people went like sheep. Well, it was, you know, fear and propaganda were the two psychological weapons that the Nazis used and that have been used for the past 3 years. Fear is a paralyzing weapon. People, as we see, are continuing to wear masks when it's so bad for them and has absolutely no validity as a protective shield.
Mm-hmm.
Not for nanoparticles or virus.
Of course, yeah. So as I said, the legitimate reason to wear a mask is you don't want to spit in a patient that's cut open on your operating table. Of course, nobody's arguing against that. But the idea, again, of measure the stuff you're supposed to protect yourself from in a mask that weave doesn't happen unless you're in a self-contained breathing apparatus that doesn't allow, because you're hermetically sealed from the world. And even then, arguably, that's not a good thing, because if you've never been exposed to what they said was going to kill us all, you would never develop the natural immunity that those of us who refused the entire time have acquired and achieved, and we are largely much healthier and stronger than those who have succumbed to the propaganda and allowed themselves to be injected with these experimental mRNA gene-altering therapies, if you can call them therapy.
No, they weren't designed or tested for safety or therapeutic value. They were really, they are, as many scientists have come to realize, a bioweapon. And that's something that the Nazis actually didn't have. They were experimenting on all sorts of lethal methods, but they didn't have it. And that's one of the things that makes the current situation even worse, because they now can control and survey us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if they can inject into us a surveillance technology. And there are those chips that have been developed, which can, in fact, follow us day and night without stop. The Nazis didn't have that technology yet.
And no, they had the beginnings of IBM numbering people via tattoos at that time.
What people need to really grasp is that those tattoos were IBM identification numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and IBM is among the, in the forefront of the vaccine passports. And in my state, New York, that's exactly who Governor Cuomo at the time contracted with, IBM. Well, without IBM, there would not have been 6 million.
Well, the Nazi atrocities would not have been as successful without what they did. Absolutely.
Not in that scope. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's stunning to see the lineage, as we say. You know, I talk about the modern pharmaceutical industry and all of its various incarnations all has its roots. Arguably, you can go back further, but let's say modern roots in IG Farben, in the chemical conglomeration that they were, and then they were broken up after World War II, like, you know, AT&T and the Baby Bells became the phone, but in a more nefarious and evil way. And so much of what we are seeing in terms of tracking, even if we haven't gotten the jab, I don't know if you see this about the IDC codes or whatever they're called, the medical codes for coding things. One of the codes that they've added now are if you have not been vaccinated. So if you go to a doctor and you have not received the jab, they're going to code that. And then there's another way to track you through modern medicine. Again, the doctors are the deliverers, just as they were in Nazi Germany.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Of the greatest atrocities that we've accounted for in recent human history.
The perversion of medicine, the Nazis were the first to use medicine as a weapon. They weaponized medicine by perverting it from its Hippocratic mission, which is humanitarian healing profession. And instead they made it into a killing profession. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're having now.
Yeah, the third leading cause of death, arguably the first leading cause of death, because as we look back on our recent 2 to 3 years of COVID, it's become clearer and clearer by the day that the death induction machinery was man-made, not God-made, not a naturally occurring thing, and the response to the initial man-made release, however you argue it was released, is the thing that has delivered more death than the original thing that it claimed was a virus.
Right. That's documented by, more than one database. The VAERS vaccine adverse event
reporting system. Yeah.
Their system here, and there are others in Europe. So they all are pointing to the same direction, that there are more deaths since the vaccine, and the all cause of death has gone up since the vaccine. It should have gone the other way around, shouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But I remember, and this has been a great disappointment. You know, as I mentioned, my mom was raised right through the independence, the war for independence in Israel, and seen so much in her life being there, on the ground, being right there. Yet the disappointment I've seen from the Jewish people of Israel and their willingness. Now, I know it's not 100%, but boy, it was a significant percentage because of fear. They forgot everything about the never again. And they went in, all in on the vaccine passport concept, much less turning their bodies over to one of the demon spawn of IG Farben, Pfizer, in that case, as Netanyahu sold his people out, and they know it, and he's still there.
I know, it's incredible, but what it shows is that really the Jewish people are no different from other people. You can hoodwink them into believing a fantasy, you know, that their government means to only to do them good and not ill. That's a fantasy. Governments have betrayed their people over and over again, particularly when people stop actually being actively involved in their government. And that's happened here and it's happened there.
And I think that's the wisdom of the founding fathers of America, that they recognize throughout history government by its very nature, shall I say, it's artificial, it's man-created, not God-created, would eventually turn to do these things if given the opportunity. If you centralize the power structure and you look the other way and you think they're here for our good. And our founders in America said, no, you must bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. Do not give them an inch to go outside of the enumerated powers you've granted them, and recognize that that power comes from the people, and your power as the people comes from God or Creator. And that was unique and is unique still on this planet, even though we have not lived up to the high ideals of our founders often. And we're struggling, I think, to come back to our senses. Perhaps COVID is that wake-up call for people to come back to those senses.
Well, we have to, actually. The entire world depends on America. That's really a fact, because we have that strong constitutional rights. But, you see, it's been usurped. I mean, we now live constantly under a state of emergency and executive orders. That's all illegal. Those executive orders are completely illegal. Congress has just deferred its authority and its duty to deliberate and to decide these things. I mean, we've been in one war after another without any congressional
declaration.
And once you allow that to happen, essentially you've given your tacit permission to be governed by a dictator.
Yeah, and whether it's one man or woman in the presidency, or whether it's the entire what we call bureaucratic oligarchy, the war-making machinery, they will declare war without declaring war. And that's true also not on foreign incursions, but on the American people, ourselves. They've declared war on us with mandates and prohibitions and emergencies without end. And so we're living in a very...
And surveillance.
Yeah, we're living in a very tenuous times of freedom hanging on by a thread, in a sense. And the Constitution, is it active? This is why, Vera, I don't know if you've met my friend Jonathan Emord, but he's declared to run for the United States Senate out of Virginia, a man that knows the Constitution, as well as our good friend Ron Paul as well, recognizing that the great danger would be to rely on the government to protect our freedom that comes from God.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News update. There was just no way to safely shoot the balloon down over the United States. That's according to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, appearing on CNN's State of the Union this morning.
The debris field that was created by this balloon when it was shot down was about 7 miles long. Anytime the military is considering an operation like that, they have to consider the safety of the American people.
He also said the Chinese balloon was flying so high any debris could have impacted U.S. airspace. China speaking out after the U.S. shot down its balloon over the Atlantic Ocean. information. In a statement released by CNN, China said it's repeatedly informed the U.S. the balloon was for civilian use. The Monday after the Super Bowl, a holiday, could be in Tennessee. Two state senators are proposing making Super Bowl Monday a state holiday in the Volunteer State. They would replace Columbus Day with a new holiday. Many businesses said the day takes a toll on the workforce. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And so we need good people like that also in office, and we all need to stand up in defense of our freedom on the localest of local levels as well.
That's right. That's right. That's where the strength is. And it really, people need to realize that now or never, because if we don't resist and become, again, our own bosses, our own determiners of what we want to do with our bodies and with our lives, we will no longer have that opportunity. It'll be taken away. And they really do mean to take it away. They mean to reduce the population, radically reduce the global population. And those who will be allowed to live will become slaves. Now, is that really where we want to go?
Yeah, it's interesting. My good friend Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center is in the chat room. He says this quote from Patrick Henry, "Fear is the passion of slaves."
Yeah.
And also John Adams' quote, "Fear is the foundation of most governments."
Yes. So I guess we really do have to grapple with that and stop fearing those who the only way they're fearsome is if we give them power by our reticence to assert our rights.
We need to assert our rights.
That's all.
Through our fear. Now, how has the reception been? This is the week. The debut is on each evening this week. Has been, I don't know, an hour-long episode or so of the documentary.
It's about an hour. Today's is a little bit longer. This is the fifth episode. Yeah, it's a five-episode series.
And for those that have missed the first four, Vera,
they're available right now on CHD. Mm-hmm. And they will be, they'll continue to be throughout February. Additionally, we will be putting it out on a lot of other platforms. And we offer it to other organizations who want to show it on theirs as well. This is not a money-making project, although we'll appreciate any donations that people send us. But we want as many people to see this. And and I can tell you it's not easy. A lot of it will be very new to people, and they will need to digest it. But what you will see is other survivors, like me, as well as their children of survivors and grandchildren of survivors, who tell these stories of what they know, what their parents, grandparents told them, and how they are responding to the current restrictions and, you know, discrimination, for example, the unvaccinated compared to the vaccinated, you know, those who have to show passports and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. By obeying those orders, they are disempowering themselves and their children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Now, how has this been received thus far? What kind of feedback have you gotten this week?
The feedback has been tremendous. But as I say, it's sort of, they're shell-shocked. They haven't seen. This is a very, very unique series, because we deal both with the human tragedies, but we also name the corporate and dynastic entities that facilitated the Holocaust, that provided the machinery as well as the money, and who profiteered from the slave labor camps. Most of the corporations that gave Hitler financial support and weaponry themselves profiteered from the slave labor camps.
Yeah. And we're seeing some massive profiteering in terms of across many corporate entities and industries, with the proliferation of mandates and prohibitions, and, you know, whether it be the COVID jabs themselves that carry no liability, or even those for a time that were making masks that are now polluting the world, you know, debris that's harming the wildlife, all the people that claim to be environmentally sensitive and caring about the environment. They're completely disingenuous when they're promoting these things that are destructive of the environment and our internal environment, the human environment, the animal environment.
Right, that's exactly right. They're trying really to weaken the human species, to eliminate some immediately, and others to weaken. The other thing that's very similar, really, as far as the weaponization of medicine, is, you see, if you're shot by a bullet, it's 1, 2, 3. But they are actually creating horrible illnesses, painful, horrible illnesses, from which people eventually die. There's something sadistic that's going on that was also part of the Nazi culture.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to put your head around it, to say that you mean doctors are essentially creating torturous kind of deaths. Well, most of them, I would say, don't even know what the heck they're injecting into people. And that in itself should disqualify them as doctors.
That's already a crime. I mean, even if they don't intend it at that point. And I see the suffering. I interviewed a number of COVID jab victims for another documentary that just was released, Utah Safe and Effective. And it's just, it's heart-wrenching to watch these people. And many of them believed in the system that they entered into and donated their bodies to it, in a sense. Yeah. Didn't yeah. think that not only that this would happen because they were told it was safe and effective, like the mantra, like a, you know, a dogmatic yeah. cult. And then when they were harmed, the fact that they were harmed and they said it, they were further denigrated for being, you know, claiming that, that there was anything to do with the jab. And then, of course, not compensated in any other way to cover any of the medical expenses that they're still suffering with. So you're right. This is a horrible, sadistic manifestation of medicine. And to claim you're ignorant of it, doctor, nurse, it's not going to fly, just like in Nuremberg, although we acknowledge the limitations of even the Nuremberg trials because many of the Nazis did get away. Some were, you know, scurried away by the U.S. government for their knowledge and scientific acumen. So it's not a cure-all, but certainly it would be nice to apply it today for all of those folks that have done this great injustice to the people that trusted that they were out, you know, the docs and others were out for their own good.
Exactly. This is just it. I mean, the fact that there's a continuity, both in terms of some of the corporations as well as families, tells you that, I mean, unless you really hold the perpetrators accountable, and they really need to be eliminated from the earth because they come back like a multi-headed hydra. Mm-hmm. And that is something that is very real when you see the perpetrators. I mean, this isn't just by chance. They have been preparing for this round, you know, after the Nazi debacle.
For a long time, yeah. And there have been movies and science fiction movies made that are actually more true to what we're manifesting and seeing, witnessed manifesting, than we would want to believe, want to confront. And again, that's the difficulty, as you say, of people that are a bit shell-shocked watching the docuseries, Never Again Has Gone Global. Our friend Marge is in the chat room. She says, 15-minute cities, look them up, that Germany's old ghettos. Remember that they ushered the Jews and others into ghettos. To be able to, you know, conform, control, and you know exactly where they are. And there's a globalist movement on to create that kind of scenario again, to get people out of rural areas, to bring them into cities and have complete control over everything that they do, energy, food, you name it. Freedom would be curtailed immediately by doing this. And this also aligns with what we went back with IBM, the numbering system.
Yep.
The vaccine passports or other digital identifiers, whether it be coming through Real ID here in America or otherwise around the world, this is setting up for another epic disaster of, yes, Nazi atrocity proportions. And this is why your film is so important, because it gets out of the, you know, just the statements that could be dismissed because people have an emotional reaction to saying Nazi atrocities, and then shows here are the parallels, look historical, then let's look at what's happening today. How did you pull this off? Did you have an amazing team? Should we say thank you to anybody else, Vera? Because I know you're amazing, but I don't know how you pulled it off.
Well, I'll tell you, I do have a tiny little team, and they cannot even be identified for fear of being blackballed in Hollywood.
Wow. Yeah.
So it is that bad that I feel very bad about that because I'm getting all the, you know, credit. No, it's not. I have really two producers who really, really helped to pull it off, as you say. The reason I did this film is because, you see, those who are trying to shut anyone up who dares to bring comparisons to the prelude of the actual final solution, which didn't begin until 1942. After all, Hitler took power in January 1933. There were quite a few years before that in which slowly, there were phases of isolation, identification, discrimination, and, you know, eventually deportation with passports taken away, assets taken away. But, you know, before that, all Jewish professors were thrown out of universities. Jewish doctors were not allowed to treat and non-Jews. And it went on and on until the final solution, which was the extermination. It didn't just happen overnight. But people who are the gatekeepers, so-called, of the Holocaust would have you believe that the Holocaust is totally unique, has nothing ever to do with any comparable history anywhere, not before or now. Well, that makes the Holocaust irrelevant. That's what they have done. They're trying to make it irrelevant to history and irrelevant to current events. And I say that is a crime against the victims. Because everyone who survived, the first thing that they said, they wanted people to know what happened and how it happened so that they would be alert to indicators that in any way repeated some of those restrictions and curtailments of freedom.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Scott Bell Show.
So that it wouldn't happen again. Because at that time, people were also totally oblivious. They didn't believe that Hitler meant what he said.
Well, and also the people that were behind him, that funded him.
Exactly.
You know, the people you don't hear about so much in history, you know, because he becomes the personality that made it possible. But is he really the instigator? You know, whether it is historically accurate or not, the fact is there are a lot of accomplices that are still around perpetrating these crimes.
Exactly, and we name them and we show them, yeah. So that has never been done. And the other, I guess, unique aspect to this is that no Holocaust film was done by a Holocaust survivor.
Wow, that's astonishing. My mom's in the audience. She says, how old is Vera? She looks great. What a beautiful human being. You don't have to reveal your age if you don't want to. But
well, look, no, I'll tell you. Since I am on this mission, I've had to admit my age. I didn't used to, believe me. I really, really didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm of a generation that didn't. But in order to maintain my credibility, I have to. So I'm 85. I was born in April 37.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mom was born in January of 34, but, you know, in the Middle East there, that, you know, from Palestine became Israel and all the things that ensued from there, just an astonishing thing. And speaking of Israel, has there been any feedback from Israel on this documentary?
Well, I know a team of one of those who testified has a whole team working on the translation. We're trying desperately to get some translations done. And it's not easy because it's a very long project, you know, and but we're getting that done. In Israel, from what I gather, they have a resistance movement as well. But they are being, you know, silenced just as everywhere else. I mean, I know I'm often asked, how could Israel, especially Israel, have gone along and all that? And I have to say, you know, Jews are no different from others. You know, we all have we're made of the same, you know, flesh and blood. We are in, God gave us the choice to do good or to do evil. And every group on the planet, whether it's a national group, a religious group, or a professional group, or in a community, everywhere there are groups of people, there are those who are, you know, giants who are the models of morality and the devils. And we have to really recognize the devils and get them out of our our society. We can't deal with them because they keep coming back with worse weapons each time.
You bring up choice. Agency is another way to say that. And I've said many times that the greatest gift is the gift of life. Right next to that, to me, is the freedom to choose. Choice in life that God gave us so that we would choose to return. And, you know, people have asked, why are the Jews the chosen people? And I remember my dad, you know, introduced me to a Methodist minister of all people who was very interested in Bible, biblical history, going back to the Hebrew scriptures and everything. He said, you know, answer to the question, why are Jews the chosen people? And he said, because they choose to be. You know, choice was playing a role there. And the Jews in Israel right now that are going along with more Holocaust-type behaviors are choosing differently than those that were warned. You know, that, you know, make the choice. Choose God and all that means.
Yeah, it's we see over and over, that's the point, that human nature is the same. We are one human family, and we better understand that and really, really accept it. Only then will we stop putting some people down and others as, you know, entitled.
Yeah.
And these monsters today who are totally, you know, globalists, they really believe that they can be the gods who rule over the earth. They really believe that.
Delusional monsters led by ego.
Yeah. That's that. That's right. And governments have become, you know, we don't have leaders. We have puppets. We have puppets who do exactly what they're told. And some of them are clearly unable to, you know, make decisions. And others are only too glad to go along because they're getting the goodies that they want.
Yeah.
They don't realize that at the end of the day, almost all of them are expendable, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.